Cinco de Mayo, and if you are thinking about what do I make for dinner to entertain the family and to enjoy the holiday, joining us is Jody Danan. She is with Create Kids Club, and you've got all those recipe secrets. So let's talk a little bit about what can we do right now if we want to make a great, healthy Cinco de Mayo dinner for tonight.
There's so many different ideas, especially if you head over to the site Create Kids Club. Everything I'm talking about, you're going to find right there. But one of my favorites that kids love are taco cups. It's just taking a regular taco, but making it shaped differently. You use soft tortilla shells in muffin tins and add your taco seasonings or flavorings inside of that and bake it. It's just a fun little switch up on tacos. I also love a walking taco casserole, and you can even still get something in the crock pot today. My crock pot taco casserole is always a hit and doesn't take much time at all.
How easy is that to make?
It literally takes the time to brown some turkey or beef and then add in some canned goods, refried beans, some black beans, some corn. It takes under 10 minutes to assemble, and you can either let it cook all day or you can turn it to high and let it cook for as little as 2 hours.
Well, you know, one of the great things about Mexican food is it's usually pretty easy ingredients to have on hand.
Absolutely. I love Mexican cuisine because so many of the staples are naturally gluten-free, so it makes things super easy and everybody enjoys the flavors.
Now, how do you get your family involved, especially if you've got kids under 10 or so?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different ways. Kids love cooking. They love spending time with their family. I like starting all the way from the grocery store, bringing them, letting them help pick out the recipe, let them help grocery shop. And then once you get time to do the recipe, let them chop the vegetables with kid-safe knives. Let them stir things. Let them mash things. Even a salad, they can tear lettuce. Kids, when they're involved, they are so, so proud of what they are serving, and they're much more likely to give it a try that way, too.
What are you making today, Jody?
I am actually going to go ahead and make that crockpot taco casserole. That's a really big favorite in my home, and it really can be customized for each child, too, with the different toppings that they decide to put on it.
Well, you are, of course, a registered dietitian in addition to being a mom right here in Wisconsin. And you've got a website called Create Kids Club. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I love to call it an online kitchen where feeding kids gluten-free is made easier with simple recipes and kids cooking ideas. My daughter has celiac disease, so that portion of this has become super important to my family, and I love helping others navigate this difficult diagnosis. Head to createkidsclub.com, and you will be able to search all kinds of recipes from breakfast, lunch, dinner, desserts, to items that kids can make. In each recipe, you're going to find tips on how kids can easily get involved in that recipe, because I think it's important that they can learn at a young age to actually make real meals. And in many homes, it's important. Sometimes the older kids do need to be making foods, and we try to make that really easy for them.
Jody Danan, happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
You as well.